whole thing.
This council will have Brother Jim to lead us in a word of prayer.
Brother Jim is going to take and lead our council.
Number 208.
O Lord, thy promise grace impart, and fill my consecrated heart. Henceforth my chief concern shall be to live and speak and toil for thee.
Thank you.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy most holy name. As we gather together to symbolize the consecration of these dear ones, we can't help but let our minds wander back to our Lord at the Jordan River when John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." We recall the baptism of our Lord Jesus, and we've been called to follow in his footsteps. And today, dear Lord, we will symbolize the consecration of more brethren in Christ. We thank you so much for the gift of your dear Son who paved the way for us and whose footsteps we are to follow. Now remember the words that we recall when Jesus came up out of the water and the heavens were opening up to him. That means he became able to see the divine plan even more clearly. We hope and pray that this will be opened up more to these dear ones. And now, dear Lord, we commit the remainder of this day and this meeting to thy hands. We trust everything to thy divine care. We pray and we ask these things in your dear Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Turn to hymn number 47. This authority I baptize thee into Christ.
Jesus.
be to close our service with prayer.
Our gracious and loving Father in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. In the name of the merit of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you with rejoicing hearts, giving you thanks and praise for your many blessings and manifestations of love to us. We pray now, Heavenly Father, your guidance upon these new ones in Christ, your nurturing influence, and all your provisions that you've so amply made for them, that they may run the course that you have set for them, that they may have complete and full trust in all your providence of life. And for us who witness the beginning of their spiritual life here, we pray, Father, also your constant blessing upon us, that we might eventually hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," and see thee face to face, and to know thee even as we are known. Bless us as we part, bless us in our season of fellowship to follow. Bless the food that we shall partake of that will strengthen us to glorify your holy name. And always, Father, for our sins, our shortcomings, we pray forgiveness and give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Take and sing one more hymn just for purposes of giving time here. Let's sing number 8. Hymn number 8. Extending the right hand of fellowship to these dear ones over at the meeting hall. We would ask you that as you go out, there is another meeting here that's being held. Respect that quietness, and we'll see you back over at the hall. Thank you very much.
Should we go out the same door that we came in, make a right and go down that hallway?
Yes.
Okay. Out the same door you came in.
If you come by here, be very careful. It is wet and slippery.